This is session 10A of the Identify Your Ideal Career Coaching Group product. This section addresses your education and the degrees, courses, or training you have on your resume that you want to use in your ideal career. Again, we're only focusing on education that you want to use or training that was enjoyable for you, just like with your natural talents and abilities. We only want to use things that were enjoyable and we want to continue. This can be a tough topic for people because if you invested a lot in your education, which many of us do, it can be hard to let go of using that education in an ideal career. Rachel, I'll say that again just in case. This can be a tough topic for people because if you invested a lot in your education, which many of us do, it can be hard to let go of using that education in an ideal career. But focus here on what's truly enjoyable for you instead of how much you have invested. This is not to say throw away your degree, not at all. And in many cases, people are able to use their education to their advantage in an ideal job. Just don't let your past education define what your ideal career is. So here are the steps to begin to identify which educational experiences you want to leverage and use in an ideal job. Number one is to take a look at your resume and review every course you've taken, any training you had through previous jobs, education in college, or advanced degrees. Think of anything as well that's not included on your resume and jot those down too. Make sure that you have everything covered, any education that you have. Step number two is to circle those ones that you enjoyed and got a lot out of and would like to use in an ideal career. For example, I wanted to use my communications degrees because I focused on teaching, which is something I enjoyed and now do as a coach. And I also wanted to use my interpersonal communications courses from my undergraduate degree, which helped me market my business and connect with my clients. These are classes that I loved and wanted to leverage in an ideal career. Now, step number three is to prioritize the education you've had in order of importance and enjoyment for you by adding them to your gotta have and would be nice lists as appropriate. Then add these gotta haves to your career model under education. So think about and prioritize which educational experiences were the most important and most enjoyable to you, and define which ones you want to leverage the most. And step number four is with the experience that you circled on your resume. Oops, Rachel, I need to say that again. And step number four is with the education that you circled on your resume. Identify those things that relate in some way to the items or job ideas on your list of career possibilities. Put a star by them and write down the career idea next to it to help you brainstorm. Consider how your education matches the jobs you're considering. Let me say that again, Rachel. Consider how your education matches the jobs you're thinking about. Your college major may not have been in the field you were thinking of going into, but what about the workshops you've taken or specific classes you took within that degree? Again, consider everything and how these can relate to your career possibilities.